again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. He is above it all, and in Him we live, we move, we have our being. We are His. We've been called according to His plan and purpose, and we exist on the earth at such a time as this to do His will and to do that which pleases Him. Regardless of the circumstance or the situation around us, the kingdom is within and God is with His people. And for those that choose to try to ignore the Lord Most High and the one that's above it all, they do so to their own peril, to their own hurt, to their own destruction, to their own reckoning eventually. You know, God gives people oftentimes windows and chances and opportunities to repent. But you got to realize that just because He does that for a season doesn't mean that that's the way it's always going to be. Things shift. Things change. There's eventually a time where all things are brought to an account. You know, if it's just like when people, you know, go crazy with a credit card. You know, they get a credit card and they start just spending and spending and spending. And yeah, they can go on for a while doing that. But the whole time they're accumulating a debt. And then there's a certain point in time where that credit card will cut them off so they can no longer spend. And now the debt needs to be paid. And if the debt's not paid, there's a lot of consequences that come as a result of that. So, I mean, when people don't know how credit works and they go and they just take one of those cards and they just start spending and they just think, oh yeah, I can do this forever. Nope, there's a time where it runs out. Now, this is just a very simple, natural thing in how a lot of people get into a lot of trouble financially. But that being the case, understand in the world of the Spirit, in the realm of the Spirit, that people are given opportunities and windows and things just come up. And when people have gone down a particular way and they've thought, oh, they've gotten away with something. Listen, no one gets away with anything, all right? Ultimately, all things have to be brought to account. Now, for the follower of Christ, the thing is that we know the one who we serve. And Jesus Christ, what He's done for us is He's paid our cosmic debt, the price that needed to be paid for our reconciliation to the Father. But for us, the follower of Christ, the true follower of Christ, you've come into the kingdom. You've come under the dominion of the King, and you're being led by His direction. His lordship is the way that you navigate your way through this life and through this world. So with that, you know, you've got to continue forward. Whereas those that are a part of the world, they've never bowed their knee before the King of Kings. No, they might do lip service here and there, but for them, they're all about the world and the things of the world. And they serve the prince of the power of the air, and they are part of that system, doing the bidding of that system. And the only time that they ever even reference God, they don't even like talking about Jesus. They'll just talk about God, you know, and this sort of nebulous term. You know, and sometimes even trying to interchange, you know, who they mean and how they mean it and cloaking meanings and all the rest of that. But spiritually, where are they aligned? They're aligned on the side of the world, and they do the things of the world. And what are the things of the world? What does the thief come but for to do? To steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what the enemy does. So the enemy does all of that, and that's how the enemy lives and functions and is engaged in all that takes place on this earth. So, you, the child of God, knowing that that's what you're surrounded by, well, we, in Christ Jesus, in Him, we live and move and have our being. So that is how we function. Because, see, otherwise, if you don't know how you're supposed to be functioning and operating while you're here in this life, it's going to be pretty rough. You need to know your source. You've got, listen, the tough place to be is kind of on the fence. You've got to be all in with Christ Jesus, because that is the way that you are going to be led through life and through your time here on the earth. You can't do things in half measures. You can't do things just sort of, you know, kind of in the middle, because you're going to get picked off. The world is going to pick you off. They're going to knock you down. You know, and you think it's safe, but it's not. It is not safe. Listen, you know, if Okay, think about this too. You can be in the middle of a hurricane, but if you're in the middle of the eye of the storm, you're in a place where things are still. They may be swirling all the way around you, but right in the middle, it's actually calm. So if you're trying to stay on the edge or the periphery, it's going to be very difficult because you're going to just get caught up in all the debris and the things that are flying around and the cosmic battle that's taking place. But in Christ Jesus, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. You need to know that place of safety, who is Christ. You've got to be in Him. You can't be on the edge. You can't be on the periphery. It doesn't work. So I have to say that because I don't know where somewhere along the way, maybe it's just church programming or maybe where people just thought, oh, okay, you can just sort of kind of coast. Doesn't work like that. Does not work like that. You have to be all in with Christ, and that's the only way that you're going to experience the abundant life that Christ Jesus came that you might have. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The only way that you're going to experience the fullness of your existence is going to be when He's leading and guiding you and leading your steps, and you're following that. That's it. You're not going to find it any other way. And you've got to, part of this whole process too is letting go of your own expectations and putting them before Him, because then let Him decide. So you have desires, sure, that's great and that's fine. And He oftentimes will have put those in your heart because that's part of the fulfillment process. But you've got to submit those unto Him and let Him lead and guide and direct. Because, you want what He has for you. I mean, a lot of times the things that people think that they want, listen, you think you want something, but God sees a bigger picture. And oftentimes what'll happen is if you just keep going a little bit further, you'll realize that the things that you thought you wanted were actually traps and snares and you're working off of limited information. But if you're letting God lead and guide and direct you, He's going to show you, and that which He has for you is good. God's hope for you is for a plan and for a future. God is for hope and a future, and He's got a plan for your life. He doesn't want you to just be fumbling around here in your time on the earth. But you're not going to have the direction necessary without Him being the one that's in charge. And He's not going to override that in your life. He's going to leave that option to you to choose that. So, very often the place where we get stuck is we choose things that are separate and different than what His plan and purpose is. And you know it too. Listen, you know it. You know it. We know it. We know when the Spirit of God is leading us in one way and we try to choose something else. And, very often it's those things that we think we want are the very snares that end up just costing you time and energy and effort. And, just your life can be more simplified and peaceful. And just if you let God lead you. Listen, God knows the needs that we have too, all right? He's aware, but you've got to bring those things before Him and don't elevate those needs above Him. Don't make those things your God. Don't make those be the things that you're chasing after and those be the things that you're worshiping. Bring the stuff before the Lord and ask Him. Say, Father, here's where things are at. I'm trusting You. I'm looking to You for a solution. I'm here. I'm here behind enemy lines. Around this world. I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. But I'm Yours, so Lord, please show me this day. Lead me and guide me this day. I'm going to trust You this day. Thank You, Father. Thank You, thank You, thank You for every opportunity that You've given me to experience something in this life. Because that's part of it too, is God has us here experiencing something, being in part of what He's doing and engaging in an incredible adventure while we're here. So over this last 48 hours in particular, just heightened in the spirit, been praying touching base with my brother Patrick several times. We go into prayer, and oh man, I love it. I love it when I get a chance to pray with a brother or sister in Christ, because we touch in the Spirit, in the realm of the Spirit, and we agree. I'm grateful that we have, even though a lot of the technology that the world is trying to use is to try to attack and to enslave people, but God takes the sword of the enemy and cuts his own head off with it. We use the sword of Goliath to destroy those things. And so I love it when we take these technologies that are there and turn them around and use them to do incredible things and to pray. And we've always seen God, when he quickens us to pray, just the answers to those prayers and the powerful, powerful, powerful ways that God is answering those prayers. And so, yeah, so we've been praying. We've been praying about the things that are going on. We've been praying about the stuff happening, even right now in geopolitical situations, because those affect everybody's life, and the time that they're going to be here on the earth. So we're praying because God is also engaged in the affairs of what happens on earth. Just as God was engaged in what took place with Moses and Pharaoh, God was engaged in what took place with Elijah and the prophets of Baal and Asher. God was engaged in so many of these epic showdowns that took place throughout history. And you think that God is not engaged in the things that are going on right now? God is absolutely involved in the things that are taking place right now on the earth. And so, you want to be able to pray, and you want to be able to tap into the realm of the Spirit to let God lead you and guide you in how to pray. So we do. We pray. We pray how God would lead us and guide us. And we see the results of the prayers that we pray all the time. And the thing is you want God to be leading you because the Spirit is interceding through you. Now, here's something too. You got to also understand that God has us in this paradigm because he wants certain things that happen on the earth and in the natural realm. He wants certain things manifested from the realm of the Spirit into the natural. Just as Jesus Christ became flesh, the Word became flesh and walked among us, just like that is part of our experience that we've known as humanity, is the very Word of God becoming flesh and walking among us. Likewise, you and I, we manifest the things of the Spirit through us. So the Spirit of God quickens and leads and guides you. Out of your belly flow rivers of living water. And the enemy knows that. So the enemy works very, very hard to keep these things from manifesting, to keep you distracted, to keep you wrapped up in the world, to keep you down with pain or whatever it is, or oppression, or seduced over on some tangent, so that you're just, whatever it is, to keep you off of track and to keep you in another place and to keep you from focusing on that which God has for you. Because God wants to manifest through you on the earth and to create and to just engage in what's taking place in this life. And when even one person gets it, incredible things happen. What happens when 100 people get it, or 1,000, or 10,000? 100,000, a million, a billion, my gosh, wouldn't that be incredible? A billion children of the living God running around manifesting the will of God on earth. Oh man, that's just exciting, the thought of that. So often we just think about few and far between, and one person over here doing this, and one person over there doing that. Listen, there's no superstars in the body of Christ. There's just people that are willing to go in and trust God and move forward with whatever he shows them to do. And we have one head who is Christ Jesus. And we are all engrafted into the vine and we're just carrying on with him. Listen, you and I, we just carry on with him. And we accept whatever it is that he has for us. It's not a huge complicated thing. Man tries to make it in his own system a complicated thing, because when you go to the side of the world, they've got to lord it over people and they've got to have that structure set up so that they can just hammer you and get you beaten into submission so that you now worship a man and you've got to go to a man or a woman to approve of and tell you what to do and how to do it. It's ridiculous. And every time that we've punched holes in those systems and shown that they are spiritually bankrupt, that they don't even know their own mind, they don't even know what it is that they're saying, and all of it is just control and a desire to control. The systems are dead. There's no spirit there. We've outed these guys time and time and time and time and time again. And you know it because you've listened here and you've heard the truth and it resonates within you. You know it's right. They know it's right. Because you know what? Sometimes these guys, they will occasionally write us in the back channels, mind you. They won't do it overtly. They won't put out anything public at all because they hide. Because they've got too much to lose. They've got too much to lose because they've built their own empires separate from God. And they need to keep up that reputation because that's where the money is. But we have the emails. We have the messages. We have the different places and the different times where they've tried to come in. They've tried to infiltrate. Or they've had questions. You know, sometimes it's like Nicodemus. It's like Nicodemus where, you know, what happened in John chapter 3? He comes to Jesus when? At night. Not in the day, not in the open, not in front of the temple. He comes at night to Jesus. And he says, Jesus, we know that you're a teacher sent from God because no one can do the things that you're doing. No one can say the things that you're saying. They couldn't unless God is with them. No one can do the miracles you do unless God's with them. But I don't get it. So help me. Help me. Like, and he wants to understand because he knows something's going on. But one, he's caught up in also his own reputation and his connection with the system. And he can't be overt and he can't be public. And in that, there is, you know, it's there's a loss that's there. Because you're not free. Listen, you're free when you can be who you are. You're free when you can put your shoulders back, walk down the street, and just be consistent with who you are. That's who Jesus was. You, when you saw Jesus, this is who he is. He was who he was. Just that's it. He's the completion of truth. He's the cornerstone. That's what you get. That's God's salvation. You get truth when you see him, when you walk next to him. That's what you have. He's not going to be something to you that you want him to be. He's going to be who he is, and you either align your life with him or you don't. Here's the nature of a cornerstone, okay? He's the chief cornerstone. He's the stumbling block, right? Okay, so the nature of a cornerstone is once the cornerstone is laid in a building, everything else has to be aligned up with that cornerstone. You can't put the cornerstone in and now go build somewhere else. No, it doesn't work like that. If you're going to build on that cornerstone impacts everything that will come from that building. You know, in Sri Lanka, when we'll have groundbreakings there for buildings and for construction, and I've you know, had the honor several times of being asked to put that stone in the ground. And, you know, from that point forward, the building goes up. And the reason that they make it a big deal is because it impacts the entire structure. So here it is, Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. That means that if you're going to relate to that building and that structure, everything is going to be influenced and impacted and an offspring of that cornerstone. You're not going to build something else that is, you know, unless it's you're not going to build something else connected to that cornerstone unless you're where it is, unless you're in relationship to that. So, for the world, though, what they want to do is they want to try to use Jesus to validate their system, to validate their own empires, but they're building it off somewhere else. And they're using his name, but it's false. And you can see that it's false because they're being shown and revealed time and again for being false. So, I mean, how many people have said all kinds of craziness, tried to use God's name, and in the end they've all just been revealed to be charlatans, liars. And the, why do they try to use Jesus' name in that too? Because there's no power in themselves, and there's no power in the things that they say, and there's no consistency. So they just do that to try to add some weight or some merit to what they say. But you, here it is. You don't play with God like that. You don't play with His name like that. You don't say God says this, and He didn't really say. That's a dangerous, dangerous place, my friends. You know, that's a dangerous place. You don't want to mess with that. You don't want to mess with that. I mean, in the old school days, if somebody said that God said something and He didn't say that, and it was found out that they were liars, under the old covenant, they would take you out and kill you because they took it so seriously. Under the new covenant, and in this day and age, you know, in many of the places that we live in the world, they don't do that. But now you're left to have to contend with God. And strong is the Lord that judges people. You don't mess with Him. I mean, listen, even in the, under the new covenant with Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5, I mean, you see them trying to lie to the Holy Spirit and trying to infiltrate the body of Christ at the time. And in that process, they both dropped dead, you know, within 20 minutes of each other. So, yeah, I mean, they learned early on not to play. Now, you know, along the way, people have just been, God has not had the volume that high for a little bit on some of those things, but it seems like He's turning it back up. And it seems like He's calling things to account much more, and much more readily, and much more overtly now than even a little bit earlier. And that may be also a sign of some of the changes that are taking place even in the realm of the Spirit, as we're moving more and more into a time of light, into a time of truth, into a time where things are exposed and things are revealed and things are just out there. And that's just how it is. Like, you know, there's stuff that's coming out today, that's stuff that people did 30, 40 years ago. They thought that it would never come out to the public eye. And all of a sudden, it's just there. Just dumped out there. And it's just information that's available for everybody. So, you know, we're shifting in these times. So as everything is changing and shifting, listen, the place you want to be is with Christ. The place you want to be is connected to Him. The place you want to be is being led by His Spirit. That's the place of peace and direction and guidance. And the world is going to do everything it can to try to take you off of that track, to try to get your mind in a different place, to try to get you caught up and entangled in all the things of the world. And you, brother, sister in Christ, you want to just walk free. As God untangles you from these things, and as He gets you out, and as He brings you into these clear and open spots, stay free. Walk in the freedom that you've been given in Christ Jesus. Realize that so much of what the world is trying to do is wrap you up in a bondage. So just walk free. Be free and walk free and enjoy it. Enjoy what God has offered you and what He gives to you, and the way that He leads and directs and guides you each and every day. God knows what He's doing with you. And He loves you, and He's got this amazing thing lined up for His people. You know, I believe that in all that's taking place on the earth right now, so many people are just passive observers when it comes to the people that are supposed to be the children of God. They just kind of have been beaten down. And I understand that there's a lot of them that are either trying to play it safe and just trying to go along to get along, which, listen, that's not smart, one. Two, that's not in line with the call. But that's one set. And then there's another set that just, listen, I know it's been rough, but you've got to trust God, and you've got to reach out to Him, and you've got to pray. And, you know, there's going to be that Peter experience for so many where they've been fishing the whole night. They haven't caught anything. And you turn around one day and God gives the word and you act on that word. And right there, you know, your nets are full and they're breaking. And you got to call for help because there's so much. And everything can shift in a moment. All you need is just Jesus to say the word. But the way that we live is just saying, okay, Lord, you say the word and that's it. And you'll go forward in that. There's going to be times, there's going to be peaks and valleys, there's going to be ups and downs. That's all part of the experience. And in each phase, this is the thing, don't despise the humble beginnings, the beginnings of small things. Don't despise those down times and the struggling times. Because in those times too, there's things to be learned that you'll never learn in any other window or any other season. So, you know, even as you'll see, what are the rings of a tree? Yeah, well, if you ever see a tree that gets cut down and you see the rings, and it's all the different types of times in life that that tree was going through and experiencing. And they weren't just these thick parts of just growth continually like a summertime. There are rings, because then there's times where, you know, the temperature shifts or something changes and things will slow down a bit or contract a little bit. That's okay. That's part of the life story of that tree. You and I, brothers and sisters, we have life stories. We have times where things are up and down. And you know what? Yeah, I enjoy when things are good and flowing and moving. But also I recognize that God has needed to have other windows and seasons to teach me, to refine me, to work with me, to make me into what it is that He wants me to be. So in all of the situations of life, just let God lead and guide you and trust Him. And praise Him no matter what. This is part of that secret of contentment that Paul was talking about. He says, I've learned to be content in all things. Like, that's what you want. You want to be, you know, whether a base or abounding. Like, he figured it out. You know, whatever the situation is, his life was not dictated by his external circumstances. It was under the direction, the leading, and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. And whatever it is that God said, that's what goes. So that's the place that we want to live. That's how we want to live while we're here on the earth. That's how we want to spend our time and how we engage while we're here. So we're in the middle of incredible times, brothers and sisters, and I just encourage you to pray. Pray, pray, pray. Let God lead you. Let God guide you. Pray in the Spirit. Let God direct your times, and let Him, through His Spirit, intercede. And also the things that are on your mind, whatever they may be, bring those before God too, and let Him lead and guide you. All right, with that, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can always say hi. And let me just pray for you guys really quick. God bless you. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ right now. We pray that you'd strengthen them, that you'd lead them, that you'd guide them, that you'd encourage their hearts. For those that are sick in their bodies right now, we just pray in Jesus' name that they be healed and healed completely. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just bless everyone listening right now, every person that's hearing my voice right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, we bless them. We pray that they would hear your voice, that they would hear the leading and the guiding of your Spirit, that you would bless the work of their hands, that you would protect each and every one of them, all of us, at all times, though we ask that your angels would have charge over us, and that they would keep us as we go to and fro. Bless our families and our friends and those that we care about and that we love. And Father, please keep us in direction and in step with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. We commit all things into your hands. We pray your kingdom come. Your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Talk to you soon. Bye.